FNC's Perino on Biden's farewell address. The speechwriters have already left the building. By Pam Key on January 15, 2025. On Wednesday on Jesse Waters Primetime, Fox News host Dana Perino reacted to Biden's farewell Oval Office address by saying that the speechwriters have already left the building. Perino said, "You and I sit together every day on the five, and you know that I try to be really nice. And I intended to find something that I could say." While that was great news of the day at the top, understandable. Big soaring attempt at a rhetorical push for unity, and I'm like, okay, I'm following. And then, what in the world was he talking about? For example, when he talks about dark money. To seem to remember that just last week he gave the Medal of Freedom Award to George Soros. He also talked about the fact that they had the biggest economic rebound ever. He never mentioned COVID, which was the entire premise of his presidency. Today I looked at a poll, there was another poll, the Gallup poll, they had 18 issues. Which ones are you feeling better about? Only one out of 18 did people feel better about, and it was LGBTQ+ issues. She added, "He's sitting there talking about all these things that he's done and I'm just like, this rings hollow." To me, it felt like the speechwriters have already left the building and that they asked ChatGPT to write a speech for Joe Biden in which he doesn't remember that he was president for the last 4 years. If you ask people, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? The answer is no, except for maybe the solar companies and the Delta smelt. Host Jesse Waters responded, "That was mean, Dana. Wow. Brit Hume, I mean, Dana is meaner than you are. What is happening here?" Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.